So does a church have any legal right to offer sanctuary to a criminal? That is a question for the Explainer team at the online magazine Slate. Here is Slate's Andy Bowers.
No, not according to the law. Religious institutions in America don't have special permission to harbor criminals or shield them from the government. That hasn't stopped pastors from trying. Churches have attempted to protect runaway slaves and Vietnam protesters. In the 1980s, hundreds of churches joined together in the Sanctuary Movement to save Central American refugees from deportation. They managed to offer some de facto protection since the authorities wanted to avoid the spectacle of church raids. But the courts ruled against church officials and volunteers, and some were convicted of transporting illegal aliens. Today, churches may have a little bit more authority to harbor illegal immigrants than they used to. In 2005, Congress passed a Mormon-supported law that gives religious groups a limited right to recruit illegal aliens as church volunteers or missionaries. But the law only protects church officials, not the immigrants themselves. The tradition of religious sanctuary goes back to ancient times. The Old Testament mentions safe haven at the altar for criminals who commit accidental murder and even suggests the establishment of six so-called cities of refuge for killers. In 8th century England, criminals could escape the death penalty or other violent punishment by retreating to churches and paying a fine. The principle of sanctuary declined in the years leading up to the Reformation. However, the Catholic Church kept a rule on sanctuary in the Code of Canon Law until 1983.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and that explainer was compiled by Daniel Engberg.